Hi, Jessica. My name is Betty B. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Okay, yes. Where do you teach?
Greytown.
Okay. What grade? What do you teach?
So I have a new role this year. I'm the technology integration specialist.
Okay.
And so I'm in like all grades. So
awesome.
My job is to go into classrooms and help teachers and kids use new technology innovatively.
Which, I mean, especially right now, that is
right now,
so extremely important.
Yeah, I've been really in high demand.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, I don't have any kids, so I don't understand the frustration, but I'm a really cool aunt, and I hear my sister going, oh my gosh, like some of this stuff she doesn't even know, you know, and she's in her early 40s, and she's like, I don't even, like, if they're like, oh, I need help, I'm like, ah, like, what advice do you have first and foremost to integrate that system into their daily lives?
Yeah, so first of all, the first thing I'm going to say is I'm doing it too, and it's really hard, right? Like, I have two kids. They're 9 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
My 11-year-old's a little bit more independent than my 9-year-old, but my seemingly independent children at school have become very needy at home. In this, like, this is my profession, and it's not any easier for me. It's actually really hard. For parents, the best advice I could give would be to be realistic in your expectations, because it's new for everybody, and to know that everybody is struggling with the same thing. So even though you're in isolation, everybody is having the same issue. Math is hard. Reading is hard. Writing is hard. Parents weren't trained to teach that, right?
Right.
So this is new and difficult for everyone, and nobody is expecting parents to be an expert.
Let me ask this. As a teacher, are your kids on a schedule when they are not on, like, vacation like this? Like, do you have them on a schedule?
So we tried a schedule the first couple weeks. Like, we tried to set, like, this is the time we're going to do math, and this is the time that we're going to be outside, and this is the time that we're going to do reading and writing, and that didn't work for us. Everybody, like, we do like a set, we have a scheduled time for chores, make our beds, clean our rooms, make sure everything's cleaned up. And then our day starts at 9, start our day, everybody together, figuring out what we have to do for each subject area.
Okay.
And we write it down, and we have a whiteboard on our fridge that we write it on. And then as the day goes, as they finish things, we cross it off. And once everything's crossed off, their day is done, regardless of how long it takes or what time it is. That's our modification, and that's working for us. That might work for other parents. It might not. You know?
Well, I think that might be a great tip, especially for those parents who are trying to stick to a regimen of sorts, and they are finding it doesn't necessarily work.
Everybody just needs to realize we're all in it together. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's frustrating and hard, and no matter what we're doing.
We're all
adapting and overcoming it. So,
well,
Jessica, thank you so much. And
no
shout out to all the other teachers in the Barrie schools. We love you guys. I know all the parents
amazing.
Are just missing you guys. So
they're amazing. And everybody and the teachers miss the kids so much.
I believe that wholeheartedly. Well, thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Stay safe.